USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another holiday weekend has arrived with yet another warning from public health experts. If you haven't been vaccinated, Dr. Ashish Jad from Brown University told ABC you shouldn't gather or travel for Easter.
If you need to travel and you've been vaccinated, I think that's pretty reasonable. But I would cut out unnecessary travel and I would hold off if you've not been vaccinated.
He also said,
this is probably the last holiday weekend where it's not going to be safe for unvaccinated people to mingle together.
The CDC said that vaccinated Americans can resume traveling domestically and internationally with a low risk of exposure to COVID-19 as long as they wear masks in public. Federal officials are still discouraging people from traveling even after vaccination. The updated guidance doesn't apply to unvaccinated people. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
In Washington, D.C., investigators were able to quickly identify the suspect who crashed into police officers and was killed at the Capitol on Friday. One Capitol police officer is dead. They're searching his social media pages, trying to find out why he did it. In one post, Noah Green said the pandemic and losing his job was difficult. There's also indication he had ties to Islam. He posted that his faith is centered on the beliefs of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as Jesus the Messiah, the final divine reminder in our midst. Green said he never met Farrakhan, but he said he believes that he's the one who can carry him through his darkest hours. In one post, he says, the minister is here to save me and the rest of humanity, even if it means facing death. The Capitol Police tweeted they wanted to express gratitude from the support they're receiving. The fallen officer is 18-year veteran William Evans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A British woman is the mother of what's known as super twins. USA's Mike Fortier explains.
Rebecca Roberts got pregnant last year and found out weeks later she was pregnant again. Two babies conceived 3 weeks apart yet born in the same day, just 2 minutes apart in September. Roberts tells British media she had what doctors call a superfetation pregnancy, a rarity.
We are the 14th case documented, which is fantastic. We love it. We love having special twins. They are very special.
The 39-year-old Roberts believes fertility drugs may be responsible for the superfetation. Noah, conceived first, weighs over 2 pounds heavier than sister Rosalie. Mom and Dad are documenting the twins' developments on Instagram at roberts.supertwins. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
A man accused of opening fire at a Southern California business complex, killing 4 people, including a child, and injuring 3 others, has now been charged with 4 counts of murder. The Orange County District Attorney's Office says Aminadab Gonzalez faces 4 felony counts of murder and 1 felony count of attempted murder. Also, 2 felony counts of attempted murder of a police officer. Orange police said Gonzalez knew the victims, locked the gates to the business complex before opening fire inside a business, which was called Unified Homes. The police fired on him through the gates and subdued him before using bolt cutters to break the bike locks and access the scene. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.